98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward at 7:30, 24 degrees. U.S. troops serving along the Mexico border are going to have to stay there for a little while longer.
The Department of Homeland Security has asked for, and the Defense Department has said okay to, about 6,000 troops staying on the border with Mexico through Christmas. Sources say that number is going to drop down to about 4,000 after the holiday, and those are expected to stay on till the end of January. Those troops stationed in California, Arizona, and Texas under orders to assist Border Patrol agents with security and transportation. They were first deployed by President Trump as migrants from Central America marched towards the border. Jill Nato, Fox News.
It was a busy Tuesday morning and early afternoon for the Wichita City Council.
Textron Aviation, Edizazi Industries, Metal Fab Incorporated, and Sandstone Apartments were all issued industrial revenue bonds. Textron received $91 million, which went to their East Campus facilities and included the building of a taxiway and a new chiller. Mayor Jeff Longwell was very appreciative of those companies' investments to the city. He spoke directly to Textron officials during Tuesday's meeting.
Thank you for investing in Wichita. We believe in Wichita, and it helps validate it that you believe in Wichita.
In all, $106.4 million was issued. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police say a medical condition may have been involved in an accident that took the life of a 30-year-old woman Monday at Pawnee and Mays in West Wichita. Officer Charlie Davidson says the victim was trapped in her car, pronounced dead at the scene. He says a Dodge pickup driven by a 55-year-old man was traveling north on Mays Road at a high rate of speed and clipped a Sierra pickup, also going north.
The Dodge then continued northbound on Mays Road, rear-ending the Hyundai, which was stopped at the red light at Pawnee and Mays Road. The collision pushed the Hyundai approximately 50 yards to the north and caused the Dodge truck to flip over on its roof, slide on Mays Road, and then come to a stop.
The driver of the Dodge truck, a 55-year-old man, remains hospitalized. The driver of the Sierra was not injured. Names have not been released. This was Wichita's 28th traffic fatality of the year.
A former teacher in Mays has pleaded guilty to having a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old student.
45-year-old Johnny Yelverton pleaded guilty Monday to two counts of unlawful sexual relations. An affidavit released earlier this year said Yelverton had sex with a female student in his classroom at Mays Career Academy and off campus between March and May 6th when the girl's mother and stepfather discovered their relationship. Yelverton was arrested May 7th and resigned from his teaching position 4 days later. He taught fire science and law and public safety courses at Mays High School and Mays South. The Wichita Eagle reports Yelverton previously worked for the city of Augusta twice as a police officer. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission will have a mostly routine agenda when it meets later this morning.
That routine agenda includes considering a resolution that will reaffirm the county's investment policy, some changes to the county's Division of Information Technology, and a public hearing to rezone a parcel of land on the northwest corner of North 47th Street East and 101st Street. The commissioners will meet in executive session at the end of the meeting, but there's no indication what they'll be talking about in that session. The commission meeting begins at 9 a.m. this morning in the county commission chambers on the third floor of the Sedgwick County Courthouse. That's at Central and Main. The meeting is open to the public. Gordon Basham, KNSS News.
Well, let's face it, there's not a lot of people who like to take a final exam really early in the morning, but one college student took that frustration a little too far.
Florida Atlantic University student Rafael DeComas is accused of threatening to kill a professor for scheduling the final at 7 a.m. Police say the 20-year-old tweeted, quote, "This is my message to premeditated murder," saying he was angry about the early morning test. DeComas admits to writing the post, but tells detectives it was out of frustration and he never intended to hurt anyone. He's charged with sending a written threat to kill or injure. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly clear, a chilly start to the morning, but sunny today with a high 51. Tonight we'll be clouding up as a cold front slides our way. The overnight low 32. Could have some flurries or sprinkles towards morning. Thursday's high going to be 34, and we are already watching a storm system heading into the southern plains this weekend that will bring us a good chance of snow on Saturday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a west wind at 8 miles per hour and 24 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted Well, we had another cloudy, chilly day Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 36 degrees. Now, the normal high is 47 for the day, so about 11 degrees below normal. And now today
we're
going to be above the normal high.
Whoop,
and then back down. And see, we get the little roller coaster
ride. Yeah, a little
going
bit this
here.
Week, yeah.
So, keep an eye on the weather for you. And today you could go out probably in your shirt sleeves, and then tomorrow back into the sweaters and the parkas here in South Central Kansas. Age may be just a number, but according to Dutch law, it's a number that can't be changed. A Dutch court has ruled that a motivational speaker cannot legally change his age from 69 to 49, even if he feels younger than he actually is.
69 is the new 49.
Emil Rattleband went to court recently in an effort to have 20 years shaved off his life's total. We've had this story before as it developed, and apparently this Emil is trying to meet younger women on the internet, and this is his answer. He fell short.
Well, there's nothing against the law about that.
He fell short in his request to have his birth records altered to reflect the 2 decades decrease.
He's 69. Most women are younger than him.
Court notes that Dutch law assigns certain rights and obligations based on age, like the right to vote and duty to attend school.
Right.
And to ignore that would make age requirements meaningless. Rattleband says he plans to appeal. Emil,
just go away.
You know, the thing is, Emil, if you're on the World Wide Web and you're looking for love, do what everybody else does and just lie about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just tell
that's
him.
Easy enough.
He's going about this the wrong way.
Yeah. He's trying to do legally what he could do illegally very easily. Just lie
this
about
guy must have a lot of time on his hands, and perhaps money if he's has enough time to do a lawsuit like this.
Well, people will lie about their age. Of course, as you know, I had one of my birthdays yesterday, and I'm getting to that age where the number sounds a little creepy to me because I'm getting old. You know, I'm getting older.
We're all getting older.
I know, and so remember when you turned 50? How that was? Well, I've turned 50 and then some. So. Yeah, it's just a number. It's how old you feel.
Yeah,
and I'll tell you, I was talking with my grandkids last night, and I said, look, I think one of them said, Papa, how old are you? How old do you feel? Or something like that. And I said, I don't feel like I'm over, 29, 30 years old, really.
Well, yeah.
I don't have any, I'm not hurting.
That's the key.
Try to be in pretty good shape, and, so. I did have one of my granddaughters, and this did not surprise me at all. Jocelyn told me that she likes to hear me say her name on the radio.
Oh, okay. Well, who doesn't?
Didn't surprise me much. I think that's the one who may become a broadcaster.
Likes a little publicity there. Well,
yeah,
good for her.
She's an expert on home decor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She could probably help me out.
She can do one of those HDTV shows.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Her sister Mary is an expert on sports. In fact, she goes out for recess and she says, Papa, I know more about sports than the boys in my class. Well, I said, boys are 12 years old. They're knuckleheads anyway.
You should just have her fill in when I'm gone. Just have her do sports.
I'm afraid she'd want more money than you get.
Well, probably.
So we kill that idea. All right, we're having actually celebrating a great life, George H.W. Bush. We're talking about this yesterday, of course, and the fact that Mr. Bush is, they're going to have service today. In Washington, they're going to put the body on a train, go down to, I guess, to Houston, and then over to College Station. And there is if you're familiar with College Station, that's where the Bush Library is, and it's not too far from the railroad tracks. So the railroad tracks run on just by the campus of A&M, right by the campus there. So I'm familiar with this because I have in-laws who have lived there for about the last 40 years, I guess. So anyway, 95-year-old former Senator Bob Dole from Kansas was there yesterday, and he came in. Of course, he was Bush's 1988 Republican presidential primary rival. They got kind of nasty with each other there.
Yeah.
And he had these two guys from World War II. Two guys who'd been in combat in World War II, mm-hmm. and they became, of course, they became pretty good friends. They were friends anyway, but... So Dole showed up yesterday, and of course, the video has been on the networks, and it's gone viral, and he had to be helped up out of his wheelchair, and then he saluted the casket and was there to pay you know, pay his respects.
Bless Bob
Dole. Bless Bob Dole. He's been a huge,
pretty sturdy citizen,
huge figure in Kansas history, and bless him, he had enough energy to show up in Washington and salute his former political opponent there. All right, so again, if you're not familiar, we've been talking about this. We'll remind you that today is a national day of mourning, so state and federal offices are closed. No mail delivery today. Wichita State University, no classes. However, Wichita City Hall, government is open today. So and no stock market today either.
That's correct.
Here we are. Kind of an interesting day. All right, 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. No decision yet on the Wichita Stadium builders. That's coming up. Steve and Ted on KNSS.